Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Jim Den Hartog and Pastor Dave Woodcock of New Journey Church in Knoxville about the Marathon Bible Reading. Well, the third annual Bible Reading Marathon taking place at the Marion County Courthouse. Tell us a little bit about how this got started.
Well, it's actually the vision of a lady with the Iowa Prayer Caucus named Jenny Caligiuri, who had a vision that the Bible would be read at the courthouse and at the Capitol, at all the courthouses in Iowa and at the Iowa State Capitol. And this was started 2 years ago, and it has continued for each year.
All right. We kind of went through the history of that. What do you think this means to the citizens and residents of Marion County that there are people willing to do this and help out throughout the courthouse?
I think it's an amazing opportunity to just bring unity of the believers in this community or yet to be believers in this community, and just to come together and read the Word of God. And the Word of God just doesn't return void, as the Bible says. And it's going to, you know, go out in a ripple effect around this community, and it's going to accomplish what God purposes it to do. And so we just really believe that there's going to be spiritual strongholds that get broken down because of this. And it's just an awesome opportunity for Christians and just brothers and sisters in Christ to come together and read the Word.
Walk us through a little bit what happens during the Bible Reading Marathon. I think it might be a little self-explanatory, but what's the day look like?
Well, it's pretty simple. You just have to come in to the gazebo here at the courthouse, on the south side of the courthouse, and someone will greet you and welcome you, and then we'll ask you to just sign in so we can have a reference for future activities. But then we will give you a section of scripture, probably 7 or 8 chapters to read, and it takes approximately 1/2 hour to read this section. And you can read it here at the gazebo, or you can go and read at one of the benches here on the courthouse lawn, over here at the picnic table, or anywhere you want to read is fine. Right now, most of the people are reading right here on the gazebo, but when we get an influx of people, we'll just ask them to spread out over the whole courthouse lawn. So once they read their section, we'll ask them to bring their slip of paper back and initial it and date it, and then we'll have a record that portion of the scripture has been read.
You talked about bringing the community together. What are some other ways people can get involved and help bring about that? I guess in terms of, let me rephrase that question. How do you think this will help bring the community together? I guess doing the Bible reading, is it just a way to not only get spiritually, but also bring together the community?
Yeah, what's nice is this goes out through social media. It goes out to all the different churches. So all the people from different denominations, different churches, different areas of the around the community, the smaller towns and the rural areas, that we all come together, and for a time, before we read or in between reading, we can actually start chatting and find out where each other's from, and we start to form relationships. So going into the third round of doing this, now we see familiar faces coming in that we've seen from last year, and relationships are being formed.
Do you have any favorite passages?
Matthew 6:33. First seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
And you?
Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. I could also give you a couple more if you would like. I love the passage in Hebrews that says the word of God is quick and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joint and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And then from 2 Timothy 3:16-17, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, correction, rebuking, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So I think I'll just stop there.
Perfect. All right. How can people come and help out or join in the future?
Yeah, just come on out anytime. You can come multiple times. It's just beautiful out here. The presence of God is here. It's nice. Hopefully the rain will stay away. But just come on out and have fun reading.
Thanks to Jim Den Hartog and Pastor Dave Woodcock for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.